The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
I'll be sitting down with some phenomenal women to discuss love.
I believe we grew distant out of love of some type, like, yeah. I don't want to hurt you.
Loss.
Really don't know what's going to trigger that feeling of grief in any moment.
And a topic very important to my work, self-care.
Freedom is self-care. It's not about pedicures. It's not about clothing. It's not about trips.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Today on the show, I'm sitting down with a phenomenally talented textile artist and weaver. Her name is Judith. She is from Barcelona, Spain, and has an amazing eye for color, texture, and patterns. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. Here's Judith. Hey, girl.
Hey, yeah.
How are you, Judith?
I'm good. Such a pleasure to be here with you.
I'm glad to have you on the show, and I'm really excited to talk to you about your art and your love for color and also your self-care practice as a textile artist. So before we get started, I would love for you to introduce yourself to the Hey Girl listeners. So who are you and what do you do?
I'm Judith. I'm from Spain. I'm from Barcelona. And I've been always involved with the art world. And I am a textile artist and I do weavings for a living.
So your art stands out to me a lot because you use these beautiful, vibrant colors. And I remember when I first saw one of your tapestries on Instagram, I fell in love immediately. I was just like, this thing makes me so happy. So
thank you.
How did you get started?
My mom was a weaver forever, for a long time. She was always a crafter, actually. And I always been involved and surrounded by textiles. My mom always was sewing dresses for me and my sisters and doing all sorts of crafts, but she was a weaver, and I actually learned how to weave when I was really young, like around 11 or 12 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's always been in my DNA, like weaving and crafting. I went to fashion school, but I didn't really like it. And then I went into sculpture, and then I ended up like a textile art school where I learned how to weave and embroidery, and I found it. I found my passion, yeah.
You fell in love with it then, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So your art is really different. Your weaving is really different. Different from anything I've ever seen. So I would love to know, in your studio, oh my goodness, I wish I could come live in your studio with all those beautiful colors. I would love to know how you go about picking the colors. Does it have to do with your mood? Does it have to do with the weather? Or are they just things that you love and want to put into a tapestry?
They come. I don't know, like sometimes I play with materials I have around, but the color combinations, like I guess I found them, I combine them in a way that they soothe my eye or my, I don't know, they soothe my soul, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I always been like really inspired by synesthesia, how you can like feel textures through colors, or how, I don't know, they talk to me, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. And I wanna go back to, you know, your mom being a weaver and your earliest memory of her and her art and how that made you feel as a young girl.
I guess I felt really connected to her in a way. Yeah. She started weaving. I was doing piano lessons, and she found a school right next to my music school. And I started being more interested in the weaving in the textile world than the music. So I ended up joining her school instead of piano. Yeah, I did my first tapestry, the little elephant with the...
a little yes. elephant you made for the first time?
Yes.
Do you still have it? Does your mom have it?
Yeah, I still have it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mostly, I don't know. I think I started weaving too. I went back into weaving after learning it as a child when my mom died while I was in fashion school, and I actually dropped out of it. I couldn't finish it. Mm-hmm. And I started weaving back then for fashion school, I guess, in a way to reconnect with her.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, when after your mom passed away, did you find yourself more interested or even more immersed in wanting to create things that made you feel closer to her?
I guess like a therapy, art as a therapy, you know, mm-hmm. mostly. And had to be able to close doors or not, or opening them, or talk to her, no, like a conversation, no?
Yeah.
And especially when I dropped fashion school, I went into sculpture, and that was the best therapy, I think, like being like in touch with, no, touching is therapy, you know, playing with ceramics or carving wood, no?
Mm-hmm. It's therapeutic. It makes you feel good, and it can kind of be like meditation, right?
Yeah, and especially, yeah, totally. Like, that's weaving is my meditation. Mm. And especially, I have really hard time expressing feelings sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm learning. But, no, we're all a work in progress.
Yes.
Like, a way to take out feelings, know that sometimes it's really hard to take out, get rid of.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start your business? And when did you decide that these are really beautiful and good, and I think they'll make other people happy?
Thank you. I started while I was finishing art school. I actually was going for embroidering. I was trying to do embroidery jewelry and try to open a shop online. And I had a mix of different stuff, like jewelry, and I had tapestries that I did in school, and it started to work out. There was like I started to be a general interest in weavings, and I guess I was on the right moment, mm-hmm. on the right waves, and it worked for me. I guess I was lucky, I think.
Do you have any good feelings when you see your customers, you know, share their photos on your Etsy or on Instagram? Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel as an artist to see your work in other people's homes?
Contradictory things. It makes me feel a little overwhelmed. Yeah, and it's like a really, I don't know, it's an incredible feeling, like people want to buy my work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's powerful.
Yeah.
It's a powerful, like, being able to live out of that more than I ever dreamed, actually. Triggers my insecurities.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I recently started wearing a new bra by Third Love, and I absolutely adore it. Did you know that breast shape matters when you're finding a good fit? I didn't. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. I found the Fit Finder quiz really helpful when I was picking out my Third Love bra. I didn't know I was wearing the wrong size for so long. I think what's really awesome about this is that over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually a pretty fun experience. I answered a few simple questions, and I found my perfect fit in about 60 seconds. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, which is more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. Not only that, but Third Love is convenient. You can skip the trip to the mall, find your fit with their online fit finder, order, try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. What really sold me on Third Love was the 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Fit stylists are available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. What's not to love? Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering Hey Girl listeners 15% off of your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/heygirl to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/heygirl for 15% off today.
Let's talk about that triggering of insecurities, even though it's such an overwhelming and incredible feeling, as you just said. What makes you feel insecure about that, even though your work is just stunning?
I don't know. Yeah, like being able to live out of that people want it.
Yeah.
And want my work at their houses, staring it every day, I've never dreamed of. I never thought that will come true. So I get humble about it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never expected. Now it got way bigger than I thought it would get.
Yeah. I understand that completely. And it's really beautiful to know that, especially as artists, that our work is going to outlive us and it's going to be here forever, you know?
Yeah. And you as a writer too, your words are no words or as like visual or how to like you touch other people's feelings, no?
So yeah. That's different types of art and how it can, you know, just make an impact even when we are no longer here. And I think that's what's so special about your work. I have one of your pieces at home, and when I see your work on social media, it makes me feel happy. Legitimately, I just feel like magic in my body because it's so unique and beautiful, and I'm very kind of monochromatic. I like gray and black.
Minimal, and
cream. But when I see your images, it's like, oh my gosh, there's that little bit of color I needed.
Yeah. I get a bunch of customers actually that they buy them for family members or kids, I don't know, in the spectrum, because touching it and the colors, it stimulates them or it makes them feel like safe touching it. What's that? ASMR?
Yeah.
Comfortable
and feel good. And
That's
beautiful. I want to talk a little bit about something you said earlier, which was weaving is like your form of meditation. Mm-hmm. So what is your studio setting like, or what is your process like when you sit down and you create one of these pieces?
I get really introspective, actually, and I don't like interruptions. Actually, while I'm weaving, I count. I feel like while I'm swimming, it's kind of like the same therapy. Mm-hmm. Swimming, weaving, it's really repetitive, and I'm it's kind of slow, my technique, so it needs patience. Mm-hmm. So that patience teach me how to control emotions or control my anxiety,
So it helps kind of calm you down, it helps slow you down and get into kind of, it sounds like you're saying, a rhythm and work on, you know, being patient and being in the moment.
I'm usually really nervous and hyperactive, and I like to be moving all the time, so it's my sitting time where I need to not concentrate, but be there and pay attention to the same thing, for some hours. Mm. yeah, it helps, like, to relax my mind sometimes.
I wanted to ask you as well what you feel self-care is in your life, be it with, you know, creating your tapestries or maybe even exploring other forms of art. You know, you mentioned embroidering, you mentioned sitting at the, you know, the ceramicist wheel. What ways does self-care show up for you personally and through your art?
That introspective, you know, way to create, you know, a little bit like a therapy and like a self-knowledge kind of thing, you know, like, I don't know, I'm in a moment right now that I'm like kind of trying to rediscover myself and trying to be calm. Either there's a crazy storm outside, you know, so.
What gives you comfort in your life outside of art? So, like, for instance, say you get anxious or nervous about something. Outside of sitting down and slowing down with your art, what makes you feel good and safe? So maybe it's a food, or maybe it's calling a sibling, or maybe it's having tea.
Exercising and walking my dog and or cooking a meal. Yeah, I used to have a piano. Playing the piano again will help me, too. Yeah.
Do you miss Spain?
I do. Yeah. I do some days, but I don't know. Nowhere's perfect. No nation is. Every nation has its own craziness.
Mm-hmm.
No, so it doesn't matter where you are. No, what matters is that you're okay with yourself. No, sometimes we try to escape, not to look inside of ourselves, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss Spain. I miss the heat. I'm in North Carolina. It's kind of cold all the time.
Yeah. So before we wrap up, I wanna ask you, what would you say to a young girl who wants to get into art and creating and making a living off of, you know, finding her own meditation in how she uses her hands?
I don't care about what people say, do whatever you feel like without anything that will constrain you. Just take off the limits, take off your own limits. Go outside of yourself. Try to focus on what you're doing without limits, you know, and perseverance.
I love that. I think that's a good way to end. Thank you, Judith.
Thank you, Alan.
The Hey Girl podcast is a member of The District Productive, produced by Paul, Woody Woodhall, and me, Alex L. Music by DC's own Kokai.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.